Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
Good morning to Dennis Lynn joining us as he gets ready to hit the road again. And Dennis, let's just get right to it. Tell us about the piece you wrote this morning and where you're hearing some of these rumors from involving the Padres and the Red Sox.
Well, I know the number one reaction to a story like this might be Major Feller's interested in literally half the league. So why is this a story? But I think there are a few things here that are notable. Number one, obviously, we saw what happened with Gavin Sheets, unfortunately, yesterday in left field. He's been admirably trying to fill in over there, but clearly he shouldn't be a regular left fielder. And even before he started flying over there, it was pretty obvious the Padres needed a left fielder. And number two, I mean, Jaron Duran, yeah, he's a really good player. So on the surface, why would the Red Sox even entertain trading him? He's got 3 years of control after this, so he's also going to be expensive if he is traded this year. But they've got a number one prospect probably in baseball right now, outfielder Roman Anthony, ready to come up. Probably should have been up a few weeks ago. And from sounds of it, that the Red Sox would be willing to listen on him. So, yeah, it's A.J. Preller. I know he doesn't have quite as many resources and capital as he used to have, but, you know, he's always going to be creative. And I don't think he's going to restrict himself to just incremental improvements in left field or wherever else he has needs. So it's definitely worth, I think, monitoring as we head into this really tough June schedule the Padres have. And another thing to keep in mind is that they might have starting pitching needs as well. So I don't know how much they want to allocate to left field, but clearly left field is a position in dire need of an upgrade.
Yeah, no question. And it's a player with multiple years of control, which I know, obviously every GM would do that if they could. The rental market is very, very expensive, certainly, Dennis. And, man, you've certainly whet our appetite this morning. And I think everybody listening has certainly imagined what Jaron Duran would look like roaming left field of Petco Park. And, man, it sure does seem like a natural fit. Do you get the sense in Boston that Like, I know they want to make room for Roman Anthony, right? But a guy that young with that many years of control, do you sense that there's other things going on with Jaren Duren and why maybe he's not a good fit in Boston?
I do. And I mean, some of it might be as easily explained as, you know, selling high a little bit on a guy who's already in his late 20s. And I mean, his team's kind of predicated on athleticism. And yeah, he's a really, really good player. But yeah, I mean, I think there's been, I don't know if it's, you call it stuff behind the scenes, but yeah, I mean, without being too specific, I think they are willing to, you know, listen to, you know, legitimately listen this summer to trade offers for him. And they do still want to compete, so it's going to have to be a really good return, given that, you know, he was basically an MVP candidate, or at least a candidate for runner-up behind Aaron Judge all last summer. But yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, Roman Anthony, they need to find a spot for him. They've got other outfielders, and yeah, I think if, as far as return, I don't know exactly what they would be looking for if they do, you know, seriously go down this road, but they could probably use some relief help with which the Spiders can offer. They could use help at first base, obviously, with the Devers not flying over there. And yeah, maybe it's not just a total prospect package, because they're looking to compete, obviously, and there's a lot of pressure on that front office right now to, you know, maybe shake things up in a bit. So I think if they're going to shake things up, trading the guy who was an MVP candidate last year would be a big step, but I think it's something they're willing to look for.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, that's kind of interesting, because the suggestion that some arms, you know, some first base could be included. I was going to ask you, could the Padres pull off this deal without including Leo Dallas DeVries? Now a top 10 prospect in all of baseball, because I'm Craig Breslow. That's the first thing I'm asking about if you're asking about Jaren Duren.
Yeah, him and every other GM in baseball, right? Yeah. I don't see Preller moving him. I don't necessarily see him moving Ethan Salas. I mean, he's hurt right now, so that kind of complicates any potential trade involving him anyway. But yeah, I mean, he's going to be open, I would imagine. I mean, at one point, we thought Mackenzie Gore and James Wood were untouchable, and now they're Washington Nationals. And, you know, the Padres have probably a finite window here with Michael King and Dylan Cease that's become free agents after the season. So, yeah, if it's a guy who doesn't have a big salary, who also has years control, I think the Padres have to consider it.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, we talked to Eno Saris from The Athletic last week, Dennis, and he said, you know, where the Padres may fit in as far as starting pitching goes, there's those there's those number threes, those number fours, those number fives, and those guys can help you, you know, get to the playoffs. Any rumors going around about maybe, because as you mentioned it, man, no idea on Darvish, really no idea on Michael King yet either. I don't know that Hart, Kolek, Vasquez, you know, will get it done throughout the course of a long season. Any other rumors about Preller sniffing around any starting pitching from other teams?
Nothing that I would feel comfortable just throwing out there right now.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think, number one, they have to try to get Dylan Cease back on track, because if they don't do that, even if King comes back, even if Darvish eventually comes back, they're probably not going too far. I mean, he obviously did not have a great postseason last year, which affected their NLDS, their run ending there. But, yeah, he's just not gone deep into games. He's not gone ahead in counts consistently enough. But we all know, you know, he's got the stuff to be a number one when he's on. And the Padres, with this upcoming stretch of games, only a couple off days this month, and a lot of tough matchups, they're really going to need him. Again, especially with Michael King and, you know, Darvish kind of up in the air. So if they can get him right, and if they can get those other two guys back healthy eventually, I think that will really affect, you know, how much they need to do on the starting pitching front going into July. But, like, right now, I would say they're probably a little reluctant to, you know, give up the farm for some starting pitching right now, especially because, again, they need a left fielder too.
Talking to our Lynn Sutter, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. He's getting ready to board a plane, giving us a few minutes before he heads up to San Francisco. And, Dennis, you know Mike Shildt well enough. I think I know him well enough that if I asked him about the Padres kind of still continuing to struggle despite winning three consecutive series, he would give me a really big stink eye and would tell me about how hard it is to win in Major League Baseball and that any series win is a good series. But from your perspective, are the Padres still not really firing on all cylinders despite their three consecutive series wins?
100%. And I mean, I saw this stat, I think, last night or this morning, since they put up three touchdowns in the Rockies, and Rockies might be the worst team ever, right? It's been a span of 19 games since that 21-0 beatdown at Coors Field. The Padres have been last in the majors in OPS. That's a almost 3-week stretch, so that's pretty concerning. And yeah, they're still showing some of that late game resilience, but it's one thing to do it against the Marlins and the Pirates, and I know they've won three consecutive series, but the Giants have a pretty good pitching staff. Oracle Park's not an easy place to hit at. So we'll see starting tonight whether this offense can really pick things up, whether, you know, Fernando Tatis, if he can really, you know, turn things around after the worst month of his career by a lot of measures. And yeah, if this offense can really get back to what it was in 2024. But again, I go back to the depth at the bottom of the lineup. It's clearly not there. They're not getting, you know, production from the bench. So I think, there is a reason why Preller has been looking for weeks out there for some outfield help.
All right, D-Lynn, we're going to let you get on your plane, buddy. Safe travels to San Francisco, and we will talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you for that nugget this morning.
Thanks very much, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
Dennis Lynn, our Lynn Snyder, weekly Mondays from The Athletic, and the big piece this morning. You should check it out if you're not a subscriber.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.